Myself podcast. This is your girl Ty Monique, and I give you a weekly become better versions of ourselves in 2024. Can y'all believe that we made it? Some did not, but we did. We did. Is how we gonna live it till 2023? 2023. If 2024, what's gonna be the difference? Because some 2023, it wasn't that bad for me. It really wasn't that bad, but it was still some lessons that I had to learn. And for some reason in my heart, I just feel like the lessons that I had to learn from the past 10 years in 2024. All those relationships, friendships, businessships, any type of ship that I got on in the past 10 years that did not work out, yeah, coming back around in 2024. But I want to be so much in my better self that I'm coming back around. That's the crazy part about it. To who you are and what you're capable of doing. Also being a better version of yourself. Every day we strive, we wake up, we are trying to be the better version of ourselves. And it might be people that try to knock. Okay, so my thing had cut off. I don't know what happened. But either way, in order to be the better version of yourself, you must always recreate yourself. You know, every time you step into a new era, you step into a new situation, a new environment, you always have to recreate yourself. You always have to recreate yourself. And sometimes we just have to look for new opportunities. I don't know who I'm talking to, but listen here. Opportunities will come in 2024. For sure. It's going to change your life. And it's going to be there. But you have to be in a mindset to even acknowledge these opportunities, even notice these opportunities. You can't be buried down. You know, I feel like for the past 10 years, trial after challenge, challenge after trial. When I'm going to get better? God, why are you giving this to me? I don't want to be on your strong soldier list in 2024. Can I just relax and catch these blessings? You feel what I'm saying? So much burden, so much things that we have been carrying for the past 10 years, and it's time to let it go. It is time to let it go. This week, word, let it go. Statement, I mean, phrase, let it go. Let it go. It feels like we have one more test to pass before we can even receive those blessings from God, from the universe, from whoever you believe in. I feel like I have one more test to take to receive those blessings that I know I'm deserving of. And I should be deserving of when it comes to love, when it comes to friendships, when it comes to family, and most importantly, when it comes to relationship for myself. I deserve those things that's in my mind, because if I don't deserve them, why did God put these images in my mind? Why did these thoughts come to my mind? If I'm not deserving of those things, that's just like dangling a toy in front of a child knowing that you're not going to get it. That's not right, because eventually that child is going to get angry and not want to mess with you anymore. I don't believe that's how God works. I don't believe that's how the spiritual realm works. I believe that we go through trials and we go through tribulations and we go through lessons to learn. And until we actually learn those lessons and we actually take that test and say, yeah, I passed 100%, I believe that's when those blessings gonna come. Blessings do not come while you're learning through your trials and your tribulations and your lesson learned. Now, these small little rewards may come. You know, you might get rewarded for your effort. But far as like a blessing, like I'm going to sit in this blessing for the next 10 years, that do not come until you actually pass the test from the lessons that you have learned previously. That's it. Like, you done planned all your whole life. You done outlined your whole life. You done strategized your whole life. Now it is time to put those things to the test. Commitment, hard work, dedication. Those are my words for this year. Really, hard work is my word for this year. But those two was just extra. So that's just letting me know I'm going to get two extra blessings this year. But for sure, it's hard work. It's hard work. And sometimes we don't want to put in the hard work because we don't want to outshine other people. We don't want to dim our light or make our light shine bright because we don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. No, we're not doing that in 2024. Shine your bright. Cut your light up. Put it on the highest light. Not the warm light. Not the unnatural light. Not none of that. Put it on the highlight. Shine your light. That's the only way you're going to catch these blessings and become a better version of yourself when you actually step into your light. Step into your path. When are you going to get ready to step into your path so you can catch these blessings that God has for you and you can stop envying other people? Or trying to figure out how are they living this life, or how are they gaining this, or how are they doing that. Don't worry about that. Sit on your throne and do what you got to do to become a better version of yourself. Because I promise you, if you step into the person that you're truly supposed to be, I promise you God will reward you. You will be rewarded. No ifs, ands, buts about it. But if you decide to stay the same person in 2024... You know, I'm not here to judge. Some people get comfortable. Some people want to stay. Some people are fine just being in their environment the way that they are now. But if you decide, you know, you just so decide, you're going to repeat the same thing. Those are the great things about lessons. You know, if you don't get it right, you're going to repeat it the same way. You're going to repeat the same lesson over and over and over and over again until you actually say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm finna make my light shine. I'm finna shine bright. I don't care if people look at me and think I'm all that, or think I'm, you know, belittling myself or whatever the case may be. I don't care if they think that. I'm gonna shine bright, and I'm gonna step into the person that I know I am called to be. Why am I afraid? That's a question you have to ask yourself. Why are you afraid to step into that person? To step into a better version of you? Like, I knew I had anger issues. I knew my capacity for people is very, 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 very short. Very, 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 very limited. But I had to learn that I shouldn't give all myself to people. I should have a cap. I should have a capacity level dealing with individuals individually. Everybody don't get the same version of me. Everybody don't get the same timing of me. Everybody don't get the same energy as me, because everybody is different. Everybody don't vibe like I do. And I have to protect my energy. I got to protect my aura. Because people will take, and by me being a selfless person, I will give until I'm sitting in my house with the lights cut off, you know, curled up in my bed, wondering why nobody loved me. Oh, that hit. No, for real. I'll be in my bed, curled up in my room, in my bed, wondering why nobody loved me, because I done gave. And now when it's time to reciprocate, I'm looking for people to call and check up on me. But they don't. They do not. I had to learn my capacity for people. I had to learn that, okay, this is enough timing with you, so I'm going to go ahead and go home and replenish myself. I have learned that people that just want to be so demanding in your life, want to be so controlling in your life, in a work environment too, you know, you just have to sit there. Okay. I have learned to say, okay, instead of always defending myself, always saying, okay, well, if this, that, and the third, well, if you do this, then we all can work. No, I just say, okay. I don't defend myself anymore. I used to. Y'all, when I say I used to defend myself so much because I felt like I was always under attack. When I would hang with my friends, when I hang with my sisters, when I hang with my cousins, when I hang with other people, I just felt like I had to dim my light because I don't want to shine too bright to, you know, to take away from the other person. But now, not no more. Not no more. My younger years, my teenage years and my 20s, it was all for other people. I was a people pleaser. I'm not doing that in 2024 no more. The next 10 years will not be people pleasing. It will be people pleasing me. And I'm claiming that, okay? I don't know about y'all. 9 o'clock on the dot. I am claiming that, okay? For real. Because when you are connected to your spiritual realm, when you connected to who you truly are, I promise you, you will attract whatever you desire. I don't care what it is. You will attract whatever you desire when you are walking and living in a better version of yourself. We can get deeper, you know, but this is just episode one. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You know, thank you for tuning in to the better version of myself. Because we all just trying to be good. We all just trying to make it. We all just trying to make sure that we have some wealth in our pocket. And if we have descendants behind us, we're just trying to make sure that they don't go through the same struggle that we went through. We want to make things easier. That's what I'm aiming for. That's who I'm trying to become. The better version of myself so my descendants can have a better life than I did. Don't have to come up on the same struggle or the same government or the same anything. They can have a choice to say, I don't want to do that. They will have the confidence to say, nah, I don't think you belong in my circle. But you good people, just not good people to belong in my circle. They will have the confidence to say no and not people please. But becoming a better version of themselves so people could be pleased with them. I'm ending it right there, y'all. I'm ending it right there. Thank you for tuning in to the better version of yourself, of myself. I am your host, Tyra Monique, and it has been a great pleasure. Great pleasure talking to you. Kisses, kisses, kisses. Have a wonderful week.